Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Success Story Saturday, everyone. It is October 7th, 2017. Steve Cypress here. Rhino of the day is this very cool, rather large sheet metal rhino. So very cool. Somebody took the sheet metal and kind of soldered it all together, some kind of golden tinged solder around the eyes and the nostrils and the horns up in the front. Very cool. And otherwise, sheet metal rhino. Very cool. Hollow on the inside. Sheet metal parts, pieces all around. Very cool honking piece of metal. Very appropriate to the subject, today's Success Story Saturday, who it goes by the name of Richard Jordan Gatling, most famous for the inventor of the Gatling gun, the world's first functioning, successfully functioning machine gun, a big hunk of metal. See what I did there? And so the story as it goes, Gatling was born to a farmer, as many Americans were in those days, self-employed, business owners, entrepreneurs, as it were, before the Industrial Revolution and the creation of all kinds of needy, dependent people. So he was born on a farm, and he was tinkering and improving all kinds of farm implements on his dad's farm. And he loved doing that, and he became an inventor. When the war broke out, actually, one of the first things he invented was actually planting equipment. It would like fire the seed, dig a hole and fire the seeds into the ground. This revolutionized farming all around the country. It was so much faster and easier now to sow so many more seeds and plant so many more fields and have so many more crops coming up. So that all goes to Richard Jordan Gatling. And then when the Civil War broke out, he said, man, I'm going to work on armaments here. And what caught his attention was supposedly some study that showed that more soldiers died in battle in the Civil War from disease than they did from battle itself. And so he said, how can I come up with a solution to the horrors of war? And many Americans, or people all around the world eventually, going into battle and getting shot at, getting killed, because of that, as we see from current events, is an absolutely horrible situation, having masses of Americans getting shot at. And so he said, if I can invent a gun that can do the work of 100 soldiers, then there will no longer be the need for these massive armies to go into battle. You need many fewer soldiers. I think it took 4 men to work the Gatling gun. So you need many fewer soldiers when you have the progress of technology and war, bring it all the way to today, and you got drones doing all kinds of, you know, Obama was like the droner in chief, right? He drone killed more people than anyone like of all time or whatever, with no, you know, the soldiers that were running these drones are safely back in near Washington, D.C., the Pentagon or wherever, and they are operating these things that are in the Middle East and Afghanistan, wherever, that are killing all kinds of people all over the world. And even if a drone got shot down, there's nobody, no human to die from that. Hey, who's here? Chad Powers here. Morris is here. Jim Costa is here. Thanks for the likes. And so that's how Gatling came up with the Gatling gun, to save lives, to invent a gun that could take the place of many, many, many soldiers needing guns and therefore having to go into battle and die of disease and starvation and other wounds not even associated with just getting killed in the battle. And then after the war, actually a little trivia, something that intrigued me, was since Gatling was born in the South, and yet when he invented the Gatling gun, he was living in Indianapolis in the North. And so the Union Army really did not put his Gatling guns into use. They had some fear that he was going to sabotage them because he was actually born in the South, and so therefore they didn't want to use his Gatling gun, which they bought, you know, put like a dozen or so into use near the end of the war. But it was after the war ended that the U.S. Army and the U.S. government and then other governments all around the world started buying these Gatling guns, and Gatling revolutionized warfare, just as he had revolutionized farming. And then he invented all kinds of other things, and each time started different companies to sell and market each invention, and he became very wealthy and invested in other things. As the story goes, he won and lost fortunes, as entrepreneurs do. We have a roller coaster life. So he had the ups and downs. Some things worked, some things didn't. And one thing, true entrepreneur to his core, he never retired. When he was in his 80s, his early 80s, he invented the very first motorized plow for a farm that would revolutionize farming, of course, once again. However, on a trip to New York to see his patent agents and attorneys and get the thing through and patented, at the age of 84, he died in New York trying to get that thing going so he could sell it and market it. So 84 years old, which in those days, around the turn of the last century, is a ripe old age, and working all the time because he enjoyed and loved what he did, which is pretty much the story of entrepreneurs. People ask, I've had the financial advisors meet with me all the time, like, what, you know, when do you want to retire, and how much I don't retire. It's not even a word in this household. I'm not going to retire. Why would I retire from helping people build businesses and make money? It's what I love doing. And I remember this one guy tell the story. There's one guy then looked and said, I mean, talk about a desperately terrible salesperson. He looked at us and he said, well, what if you get hit by a bus? You know, he's still trying to sell his retirement crap no matter what. And I'm like, dude, have you heard of this Stephen Hawking guy? Like, guy's in a wheelchair, can't even move like pretty much any part of his body. He's still writing books. He's still speaking. He's still teaching. He's still helping other people. That'll be me. So time to get a new financial advisor. I looked right at him. I said, like, do you have any clients who are entrepreneurs, business owners? Because you certainly, you know, you make your living talking to 9-to-5ers who, you know, want to work as little as they can and give as little value as they can and can't wait until it's 5 o'clock on a Friday and I can check out and go drink beer and pay no attention to anything work involved and not help anybody and not give any value and do as little as I possibly can to then retire as early as I possibly can and then get a pension and create bankruptcies in cities all over America. But I digress. So similar to Richard Jordan Gatling, I do not plan on retiring. And also similar to Richard Jordan Gatling, I have a useless doctoral degree because I went to law school and never practiced being a lawyer. And Gatling went to medical school after he came down with a little case of the smallpox. He was like, oh, I think I'll go to medical school. He got a medical degree. And he said, yeah, I don't want to be a doctor. I want to be a business person, an inventor, an entrepreneur. That's what he did. So Richard Jordan Gatling is today's success story of the week. And thanks for being here today. I don't see any questions or comments or concerns. Hope you're all enjoying your weekend. I'll be back to check in tomorrow on Sunday Funday. I have an interesting experience I'll be sharing before I leave home to take part in that experience tomorrow. So I hope you'll join me then. And thanks for being here today. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.